a shame that this is not a video podcast because we're both wearing denim bodysuits right now, inspired by last week's episode. And I think the listener would really enjoy it.
Tough noogies.
Tough toenails. Did you share the picture of you wearing a toga?
No.
To our Insta.
I didn't. I forgot.
You're really falling down as our social media manager around here. Hang these on. Unpaid jobs that we have, we're really not filling our roles in these unpaid positions.
Where are my notes?
I don't
here?
Know.
Ah, they're
Did you write them? Did you write here? Them on the back of your hand? You can write them on the back of your hand.
In Jasper, Canada? Because if so, I just found my notes.
They sure are in Jasper. I have Jasper does look awesome.
Yeah, I had also never heard of it.
No, they're bringing a new place
Canada,
to light.
Who knew?
Canada's got some real hidden gems up there that they were keeping quiet for a while.
Uncut gems.
Right.
All right, well, we have some shout outs, and then we can get into the very little that we probably have to talk about with this episode.
Yeah, I only have a page of notes. Wild.
I mean, I only have
five pages
of notes.
Yeah.
But again, my notes are double spaced. Are you single spacing your notes?
I also feel like your notes are always just like you congratulating yourself.
No, they're not.
Yes,
what
they
are you
are.
Talking about? That's a bunch of nonsense. It's just very careful notes taken over pretty much everything that's going on with a few notes to myself. So, all right, let's go into this episode, but shout outs first. You want me to read these reviews that we got? We got two new reviews, you guys. People love us. This is triple the number of reviews we got in all of 2023.
I mean, I'll take
already.
It.
Already, yeah,
plus
absolutely.
Plus, they're real
complimentary. Extremely complimentary. Case in point. The Best Bachelor Podcast, Chicklit 33. For real, love you guys. Thanks for the entertainment. I miss you during the off seasons. Of course you do. What do people have in their lives besides this show?
Luckily, this show is basically 365 now.
Well, there really is no off season for The Bachelor anymore.
There certainly isn't for us.
And then AJ from the Bold North. Ooh, AJ, do you know where Jasper is? Says, witty commentary. Damn straight, AJ. If you feel dumber after watching this show, I do. That was me adding commentary in there. You can help your brain with this duo's smart review of The Bachelor.
That's right.
Smart.
We both have post-grad degrees.
And this is how we choose to use them.
Correct.
This is what, like 9 years of postgraduate education that's being
between
on display
the
between
us?
The two of us. Yeah.
My program was only 3 years long.
Yeah, my program was 6 years long.
Well,
so there we go. That's nine. My postgraduate education told me that's 9 years
mm-hmm.
total.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what do we got on the old Insta?
I'm looking. I'm a little,
You're a little flustered.
Yeah, I'm frazzled.
Tonight, yeah, you are frazzled. You're Mrs. Frizzle driving the magical mystery bus.
I just had to take my glasses off, and now I'm holding my phone back and forth.
I can't see. I need my bifocals.
So Stephanie, who told us that we originally had the title, My Heart Is In My Ass, from that episode a long time ago.
That was really good research, Stephanie.
And we didn't remember who said it. She said that it was said by none other than emotional intelligence Taylor.
Oh, yeah. Well, she would know as an emotionally intelligent person. She would know when her heart is in her ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Man, these people do a much better job of us than remembering what happens.
I wonder how she knew that. Like,
I would love to know. I'm not going to speculate.
Did she just Google My Heart Is In My Ass?
Oh, and we came up?
I would
maybe.
Love
hold
that.
On, hold on. You read the next shout out. I'm going to Google My Heart Is In My Ass and see. Well, I'll put the safe search on just in case. Okay, what else we have?
I'm looking.
Okay, so the first, My Heart Is In My Ass, a subreddit from The Bachelor. Etsy, you have my heart and my ass. Yeah, we do not come up. Eat my ass, candy heart.
Whoa.
Yeah. Etsy, the size of my ass. Okay.
Ha!
But nothing.
Excuse me.
Yeah, ours does not come up right away.
Maybe she just has that good of a memory of every episode we've recorded.
Oh, but somebody, another Bachelor blog, caught that same quote from Taylor, from Emotional Support
That's
Taylor.
That's a great quote.
Emotional Intelligence Taylor, yes. All right, give us something new.
Okay. So you didn't watch any of this video that was sent to us from Tofu Gestapo?
No, I didn't. I'm a monster.
What an asshole.
What an asshole. My heart is in my ass.
I watched it twice because Tofu Gestapo sent it to me on my Instagram and on the podcast Instagram.
She knew that you would appreciate it and that I am a lazy monster.
I feel like you would appreciate this.
Okay, well, tell me about it, please.
It's a music video that Daisy was in.
Oh, okay.
And I might be wrong about Daisy being Mormon because one of the refrains in the song, hang on, let me just, I feel like you're going to want to enjoy this
okay.
live.
Okay, hold on. So what is the name of this artist, this musician who's singing
the
here?
The name is...
Who is this? Why aren't they one of the guests on The Bachelor? Imagine if they would have shown up in Ontario, in the Quebec.
Chain of Books?
Chain.
Maybe. Daisy also sings on it, but it doesn't sound like her. And I don't
maybe
know.
She's auto-tuned.
Maybe they, yeah. Well, I mean, no doubt, but.
Well, she, the parts that I saw, she was like out of focus too. Like, do they ever focus on
they
her?
Focus
and like,
on
here's
her a
Daisy.
Little bit.
Yeah. Okay, so she is a music video star. And she's a singer, apparently.
Lick on my sack, suck my nuts now, lick the sex off my nuts. So I'm thinking, I mean, maybe she is Mormon, but...
You didn't say she was Mormon, you said Mormon vibes.
I said she's giving
which is,
Mormon.
It's, she's giving yeah. Mormon, which is accurate. She's not giving Mormon in that song.
No.
Though maybe within the confines of holy marriage, that's something that Mormons enjoy. There's no prohibition against that in holy marriage.
Licking.
Yeah, licking the sex off my nuts now. Sure, that's fine. That, if God is approving
but
of
she's
it.
She's not married to him. She's not married.
We don't know who these characters are. No. They're creating a complex narrative that is, you know, very sophisticated. They're not necessarily the characters. They're creating these characters for us.
So Tofu Gestapo, thank you for sharing.
Thank
that.
You, and I'm sorry I didn't watch it. I am terrible.
I think that's it, unless I'm forgetting, which undoubtedly I know I do. Amory just texted like an hour ago.
Oh, I thought you meant right this second.
No, an hour okay. ago. And she asked if we knew that Maria had been a child star, which no,
no
I did not, but I feel like that totally
it fits,
tracks.
It fits. What was
like
she
Maria
a child star
is
of?
Like Robin Scherbatsky. So she like was a child star and it like looked like the 80s, but it was just like 2014.
Probably, right. It was like 2005. Well, I guess it's not for her. It was for Robin Scherbatsky, but Maria would have been a child star in like 2014. What was she a child star on?
Well, I don't know. She didn't, Amory, you didn't tell me enough information.
I know, come on, Amory. What are we paying you for?
Child star, Bachelor.
The Bachelor, yeah. I am super excited about the Candyman. And actually, while you're looking at this.
Did you see this phenomenal news story that broke about all these people that paid to go to this like
yes.
Willy Wonka? That's what I imagined.
Yes. Bring the listener up to speed in case they didn't
paid,
see it.
So it's like the Willy Wonka version of Firefest, basically. Mm-hmm. They paid, I mean, I think it was only like $40. So it's
right.
kind of like, what were you expecting? Did you really think there was going to be a chocolate river?
Well, but they made AI images. Did you see
yeah.
that? They'd like to advertise
yeah.
it. They like put AI up. And then when they got there was like one giant gummy bear.
They said they got like a handful of jelly beans.
Yeah, the police were called in the end. I saw that.
I feel like the Sprinkle Man is given weird vibes in those previews.
Well, we knew he would. He's a Wonka type. He's going to give weird vibes.
Is he French? He's French Canadian.
I mean, he might be French Canadian.
He definitely had like a French accent.
I will say to jump ahead to the end of this episode, I don't know the last time I've genuinely felt like this much suspense in a rose ceremony.
Yeah.
Just because I wanted to meet the Sprinkle King.
Oh, yeah,
King.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like you were very invested in
I'm
this.
I am very. No past tense there. I am currently very invested in the Sprinkle King.
I feel
King.
Like we need to do, they need to do like a spinoff special where they bring in, it would be like, what's the Disney spinoff where all the like evil
oh, yeah, all the evil kids come?
Yeah,
the Descendants.
They need to do that with like Bachelor franchise family members.
Yes,
and
we Barb.
Parampom,
the Sprinkle Man, which he's also called the Hundreds and Thousands Man in Britain.
Remember, oh, by the way, my boyfriend Brian, who's British, has never heard of that. So
is he British? I don't know that he is.
He might be part of this Kate, the Princess Kate scandal that's going on. Where is she? Where is Princess Kate?
Oh, is there a scandal she's not around?
Yeah, nobody's seen her since Christmas.
What?
She had abdominal surgery, but that was like months ago.
And no one's seen her since.
No, not a sighting. Not a single sighting.
And you think that Brian is behind this?
Then that, like, there's some, like, relationship, somebody that's like related to the crown. I know this because that India woman went
India
to this
Hicks,
yes,
yeah,
went to this funeral. He died at 45 like 3 days ago, and William didn't go to the funeral. There's all sorts of shady shit.
Yeah,
going
something
on.
Weird is going on.
Hundreds and thousands.
Yeah, there's hundreds and thousands of weird things going on. You want to learn a fun history fact that has absolutely nothing to do with anything we were just talking about?
Always.
When Genghis Khan had his funeral.
Genghis?
I thought it was Genghis Khan.
Genghis.
Now we'll have Genghis Khan.
Now I'll do the pronunciation. I'm probably wrong. Yeah. I feel like I'm always wrong on those.
Pronunciation that is closer to the original Mongol pronunciation is Genghis Khan. Later in history, the pronunciation Genghis Khan has been adopted and became prevalent in the English language. This is why both pronunciations are correct.
So everyone that was invited to the funeral was slaughtered at the funeral. And then the slaughterers killed themselves so that no one would know where Genghis Khan was buried. And to this day, no one knows.
That doesn't sound right.
Nope. I saw it on Instagram. And I refuse to fact check it, but it's on the very reliable, interesting as fuck.
Well, who was the last person standing?
No, the last person standing killed themselves.
Right, but I'm saying like somebody would have found a bunch of dead bodies.
I guess that's true. Maybe they took him to a new location and killed them.
That's not true.
No, it's definitely
true. You don't even know how to say it. Genghis.
Genghis Khan.
That's
funeral.
Not true. Also, you conceded on Johnny's daddy, right?
The location of the burial place of Genghis Khan has been the subject of much speculation and research. Yeah, so the soldiers killed every living thing, human and animal, they came across on their 40-day journey.
The animals weren't going to
Right, they were going to be like, it's over there. Nay! Genghis Khan is buried in this field.
You know who else is buried there?
Who?
Anastasia.
And Rasputin. Yeah. Amelia Earhart. They're just all there.
That's the Bermuda Triangle.
I did concede on Johnny's wife.
Correct.
Yes. I mean, I still think there is some ambiguity, but it leans heavily towards her being dead.
You looked on the internet and you're like, oh, everybody online says that she dies, so I guess that's right. Correct.
I just think that there's, all I'm saying is I agree. My interpretation and most people's interpretations is that she dies. It is not 100% clear.
She's dead.
That she dies. That's all I'm saying.
You don't care that she's so dead.
That she's buried in Genghis Khan's tomb.
You don't care. What were we talking about? I feel like I was going
the
somewhere.
The Hundreds and Thousands, Sprinkle Man, the Descendants style show.
Yes.
How about that rollback?
You know who else I would want there? I feel like you're not even going to remember this.
Okay.
This will be a test. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember whose bachelor this was. But do you remember that it might have been like Nick Viall, that real like wacky contestant who lived in... It was like in the desert. Like I want to say that they went to either Arizona or New Mexico, and her mom found a dead bird during the hometown date, and they had to do like a funeral for it.
Do you remember that? I think I'm confusing that with the episode of The Office.
Yeah,
but
and he
that
and
sounds
they, like,
right.
She got dumped after that.
Right.
She,
like, yeah. You.
Like, yeah.
Our relationship is as dead as this bird.
Dead bird.
All right. Well, let's. You want to get into this show?
Yeah.
That we
on.
Watched. Okay.
Oh,
look up the
Naomi.
Dead bird thing.
Oh. Was Jason. Yeah, he definitely can't handle that.
Jason Mesnick?
Yep. Oh, that's right. God, it's even better than I remember.
Okay.
Her mother dramatically told a tale of a dove hitting her windshield. However, she finished the story by producing the dead bird in a paper bag, which she had kept in a freezer.
I do remember this.
That's great. I mean,
that is one. And then they had a funeral for. Oh, I kind of like that.
Do you?
Yes, that they had the funeral for the bird.
She kept it in her freezer until Jason came. Come on.
To show it. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with keeping your bird in a freezer until it can be buried at the proper time.
But yeah, I'm sorry. I feel like we did. I feel like maybe I got some messages or comments that we're not giving shout outs for, but. Get off my back. We can't give all of you shout outs. Jeez, stop being so desperate.
We can.
Also, I probably didn't, and I just, it seems like we're.
Well, you do have that same disease that Julianne Moore had in that movie where she starts slowly going crazy.
Early dementia.
Yes, early onset dementia.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of early onset dementia, we're in Jasper. I mean, a seamless transition.
Yeah.
Speaking of Genghis Khan's funeral. Here we are in Canada. Jen says she wants to get naked and cuddle in the woods.
Can we skip ahead a little bit?
Yeah.
I was shocked that Jen got cut over
Me too.
Rachel. How
Me
is
too.
Rachel still here?
I was shocked. I have, in all caps, in my notes, I am shocked.
I was too.
Yeah.
I thought it would come down to Rachel and Maria, and he would keep... He obviously wants to bang Maria.
Sure.
Let's be real.
Yeah. I mean, that's why...
I mean, fair enough.
Yeah. That's why he's keeping her around. Yeah. Rachel says she's not feeling confident. I have in my notes, it won't be her.
Yeah.
It was.
I wasn't feeling confident. In either for you, Rachel.
I was blown away. This was one of the most exciting rose ceremonies in some time.
It was definitely one where I just didn't see it coming.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say that it was exciting.
I mean, I had all that anticipation about Maria. Plus, there was this this Rachel surprise.
Rachel's got a bad attitude. I didn't like it when she was like, she gets to talk to him. I feel like Rachel is the last of the Leia. What was her name? Taylor, Sydney.
That whole gang.
That crew.
Yeah.
Beat it, Rachel.
Yeah, she says, I thought we didn't have time to talk to him tonight. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, maybe you don't have time.
You have time if he says you have time.
Yeah, also, I'm pretty sure he didn't say, like, I don't have time.
Right.
I feel like he was like, I know,
I know what I'm going to do.
I just
didn't
know that it was Jen. That's
no, I was shocked. Yeah.
So you and I were talking, I mean, again, and we can jump into the chronology of the episode.
No, go ahead. Get with what you're talking about.
You think it's definitely Kelsey A.
I do.
Yeah,
I definitely think it's Kelsey A.
Do you think they're going to do Daisy for Bachelorette?
They might. I mean, I think that that's a strong possibility.
I feel like... I don't think they'll go with Maria. I think she's too divisive.
We talked about this last week. I think she's like, you love her. She's cilantro. Love her or hate her. And
which it's funny because I actually feel like they have no problem choosing a man
right.
like that. But then they're like... We can't
not
be
a
we
lady.
Can't risk it with a woman.
I mean, we did. We talked about that. I mean, Gabby wasn't actually rough around the edges. She was only rough around the edges for the Bachelor
franchise.
She was
franchise. A little rough around
but
the
like,
edges.
She's a normal human woman. Like, I feel like their version. It's like how when they get like a size 4, they're like, whoa, this is. Getting a little bit, this is our plus size contestant. You know, it's like that. Like, there's no standard deviation.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
At all.
I don't think that they're going to go with Maria.
No, I don't either. I don't think so at all. Again, Maria is going to be a delight on Paradise, I think, or not.
Yeah.
But she's going to make a strong impression on Paradise. That's what's going to happen.
Anyway, yeah, they're in Canada. Mm-hmm.
Does Joey find a tennis court everywhere he goes?
He's got a hit with Jesse. Joey does not look good at tennis. And I say that as someone who's very mediocre at tennis. But, like, man, this is what gets you a job as a pro in Hawaii. I feel like maybe
you
I'm
should
in.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to go and become
I've
a pro
been saying,
in Hawaii.
I'm moving to the beach as soon as the kids hit the road.
Mm-hmm. Hit the road, Jack.
Get out of here. Lila told me today that she's going to move there with me. So it'll be a whole party down there.
You guys will have a good time. I'll come and visit and take tennis lessons from this pro.
Real
pro.
So I actually do think like anyone can become a teaching pro.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what Joey is.
Yeah, I'll become a teaching pro.
I mean,
I
honestly,
could. Yeah, I mean, it looks like Jesse's almost there. He looks like he's getting way better. Wow. That has been one of the arcs of this season, is that Jesse's tennis skills have drastically improved.
I feel like they need to do a bonus episode where we just get to watch them play each other.
Just a tennis match,
like
between them.
Like a mixed double.
Oh, yeah.
So bring in the ladies.
Yeah, bring in the old lady.
The final two.
The pickleball lady. Who was that? Yeah.
Or do a Bravo crossover, because they're always they're playing tennis on Roni a lot.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah, that would be like tennis of the stars, tennis of the reality stars.
That's just what everyone wants.
That's what a very small demo wants. All right, so go ahead. What do we got here?
Yeah. So I thought it was interesting that Joey said he hopes he starts falling in love this week, which I take it to mean he's not only is he not in love with anyone, he's not even falling in love.
I think he could see himself falling in love
with
a few of the women.
He didn't say that, though. He said, I hope I start falling in love this week. I'm like, yeah, me too, Joey. You have like 3 weeks left.
But also, like, that's not a good way to fall in love. Like, boy, I hope I fall in love this week.
Like, I hope it happens this
week. Yeah. Gotta force it. This is like trying to go to sleep. Like, trying to force yourself to go to sleep. Like, that's not going to happen.
Well... yeah, I feel like that's a little bit where Daisy is.
And I have to say, I really respected the way that Daisy handled this situation.
I did too. And I thought that it was very, I mean, it's what we've always said. Like, it's not natural to be in love at that point. So right. I liked it that she was like, I feel like I could get there, but I'm not just going to lie and say that I love him.
Right. She says she's not going to say she's in love with Joey just to get a rose.
Yeah.
That's great, Daisy. Yeah.
Sorry, Michael Bolton. I'm not going to say I love you, but I lied. Is that Michael Bolton?
Yeah. What are you? Okay. We talk about that every other week.
Well, I feel like it gets overshadowed by a few of his other hits. He's not here to remind me with the actual song.
He better come back. That guy better get back here.
I agree with you. I feel like they need to bring this guy on there.
Yes.
All right. Look, I know that I get a lot of shade for this, but that guy's a uggo.
I do think that it helps that you're an equal opportunity uggo identifier.
What, men and women?
Yes, men and women.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, I don't think that's good. I just think that it's better.
Well.
Than just saying that
women
are uggos.
It's really more men than women, honestly.
Interesting. We would have to go back and count the uggos.
Run the numbers, Robin.
See how many uggo references. But I do think that's better that it's men and women both get
it's
called
like
out for their appearances.
That meme that I sent you like yesterday. It's a great time to be a hater because lots of people suck and are ugly.
That is really your motto. You added the "and are ugly"
part. Well, that's my personal motto.
Yes, right. A lot of people are uggo. A lot of uggos out there.
Yeah.
Okay, so Daisy gets the one-on-one, and Joey says that Daisy is the only woman who hasn't expressed how she's feeling.
Which is actually not true.
I don't think that's right either.
She's expressed how she's feeling. She's just not in love with
right,
you.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that is what he meant. She's the only one who hasn't given the obligatory, I think I'm falling in love with
you. Yeah, I feel like I'm falling.
Yes.
The card says, let's ride off into the sunset together. And then Jen is like, I'm just shocked. And I said, why? Like,
right. Because everybody had gotten a one-on-one.
Yeah.
And so now it's to the point where someone, I mean, it's not necessarily you. And also, you're going home, Jen, so don't be that shocked. This is just preparing you.
And Daisy's one-on-one was before Jen's. So
oh, good
I don't
point.
Know. Yeah. Who knows?
I think everybody is very much in their feels this episode. And Jen was a real wet blanket about this date.
About the group date?
Well, about Daisy getting the date.
Yeah. I mean, she like gets up and leaves.
Yeah, real sulky. This is
sourpuss.
This is some Ryan level sulking right here. Does she not go that far?
I was going to say, you don't really sulk, but you do.
I can be sulky.
You can be a sulker.
Oh, I can sulk.
Yeah.
All right, so we get a lot of shots of Joey and Daisy riding what looked like super cool horses. And Joey getting them to neigh and doing a neigh. I mean, there was just a lot of them like riding around. Like we didn't really get anything.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. Ooh,
and of course, they've set up a hot tub in the middle of nowhere.
Shocker.
Plus little changing screens for them to change behind, which I thought was cute. I mean, they usually do that, but it's
That's the old Grease 2 play.
What happens in Grease 2?
The guys all sing a song about going prowling, and then they set up like a... That movie is so inappropriate. But there's like a screen, and they're watching somebody. They're prowling.
But someone's just changing in the middle of nowhere because there's a changing screen? Like, the way I'm picturing this scene is that they like set up a changing screen just on the street, and so I was like, well, I guess I got to get naked behind this thing.
I don't remember. That movie has so many like ludicrous plot twists and turns.
All I remember is that reproduction number, and only because played it
and
here.
And then they go to the bowling alley and sing about sex a whole bunch because we're going to score tonight. I feel like Grease 2 like barely pretends to be about anything other than a bunch of teenagers just fucking.
Right. I haven't seen it all. And that reproduction song is not good.
It's pretty good.
No, it's not.
I actually feel like the music in Grease 2 bangs.
Okay, that song does not slap.
That song, the calendar song, I'll be your girl for all seasons. It's Michelle Pfeiffer. It's good.
I'll be yours in springtime when the flowers are in bloom. We'll wander through the meadows in all that sweet
Okay, yeah.
And what other songs are in there? Again, we're going prowling.
Gonna
score, yeah. Reproduction.
Yeah, they're not even trying.
And then they invite, like, the British guy comes to the school. He's eating a bunch of hundreds and thousands.
He's abducting Princess Kate.
He learns how to ride a motorcycle to impress Michelle Pfeiffer.
Does it work?
It works. Uh-huh. You better believe it works.
Yes, of course it works.
Anyway.
Okay, where were we? So changing screens, they're in the hot tub, prowling, and so they're talking in the hot tub. Joey says he wants the kind of love where you can't see a life without them. I mean, that's nice and everything, but how are you going to know that 3 weeks in, Joey?
I just don't see them together. Mm-mm. And I don't know what it is. Is it because she has blonde hair and he has like such dark features? Is it just like a physical?
I mean they just don't have a ton of chemistry.
But statistically you do pick out people that have like
that look like you. Yeah, sure.
But Kelsey A doesn't look like
right.
Him
well, that
either.
Was going to get to that point next. Yeah. And I mean not everybody does, but you lean that way. But yeah, I don't know. I just don't see their
chemistry. Yeah, I agree.
And again, I think if these two met on Hinge in Hawaii, they would date for a couple of months and have a perfectly fine time.
I also have trouble getting a sense of her personality. Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's part of it.
Because I feel like she was... I mean, obviously, I'm missing something if I think that she's giving Mormon and she's in a song about licking sex off nuts. Like, she's clearly more adventurous than I'm giving her credit for.
I already explained that in the confines of marriage, that's just fine for Mormons. Read the Book of Mormon.
They wear magic underwear. How are you going to do that when you're wearing your magic underwear?
Then they take the magic underwear off. Mm. Yeah, Mormon listeners, wait. On this controversy.
I would love it if we had some Mormon listeners.
I hope we do. We might have some Mormon listeners. But yeah, I agree. I don't get a strong sense of her personality.
I think it's because she's Minnesota. No offense to any of our Minnesota
listeners.
Well,
Minnesota does can give a little, not Mormon necessarily,
it reads
but
a little Canadian.
Yeah.
But then like...
It's like Canada Light.
Yeah. It's like Marshall Erickson. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's Canada Light. That's why he and Robin sometimes bond.
Yeah.
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 All right. So then we flash back to Maria and she says, when you are dating someone, you usually see them a lot more than this.
No
true.
Shit, Maria.
Yes, correct. And like communicate with them. Because that's the other weird thing is like they can't text him. They can't call, you know, like there's just no communication at all.
Doesn't sound that bad.
Just get left alone.
I'm
but you
go
know,
on this show.
You know what I mean. Like, you
yeah,
can't,
no,
you know,
I
you,
do.
What's he
I
doing?
Do.
What's he thinking about?
I mean, again, and I know, like, Maria did acknowledge this in this episode, but, like, bitch, what did you think it was going to be like?
Yeah, no, I know. And I mean, she had a come apart.
As did Jen.
As did Jen.
I think that it's really shitty that Maria was like about to leave.
Felt manipulative. Yes. It really did. Yeah, we'll get there.
Especially because then she comes back and she's like, fine.
Yeah. That was, I get having big feelings about it and even talking to Joey about that, but sort of like, I think I'm going to leave. Oh, never mind.
It's what I said last week. It feels performative.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, I think it, whether it's intended to be or not, it feels a little manipulative.
I feel like she's like beating down Joey's spirit and showing him, she's like wielding power.
It's a power play.
It is a power
play. Yeah, I think it is. Like, I could leave. Yeah, it's trying to restore some of the power.
You know who else did this that actually I feel like their relationship is pretty reminiscent of?
Okay.
Is Nick, Vial, and Vanessa. And Vanessa was, if you recall, Canadian.
This is, it's really looking bad for Canadians.
Well,
I think we have all the evidence we need to convict the entire population of Canada of,
you know,
this kind of manipulative behavior.
Famously did this?
Who?
Justin Bieber.
You know, Canadian, all right.
Justin Trudeau.
Rick Moranis.
Yep. Our department, former department chair, is Canadian.
All
those are
these
the famous
people,
Canadians that I can think of.
Yes, famous Canadians that we know.
No, I would not. I don't know what happens, but I'm just going to go ahead and put this out there. I would not be surprised if Maria delivered some sort of ultimatum for the fantasy suites.
I could see that. Yep. I could see that could fit.
Yep.
Now, you know that trouble's brewing because we hear thunder roll.
Somebody invited Garth Brooks.
Thunder rolls.
And the lightning strikes. Another love has gone cold.
On a sleepless night.
It's you, Jen.
You know, there's an extra verse in the live version where she kills the husband.
I feel like I get that song confused with the song where the 16-year-old bangs the old lady.
Oh, sure. That one, that summer.
That summer.
And then there's this, the one where the dad drives the truck into the cheating wife's hotel room.
I do not. That's Garth Brooks. Mm-hmm. What song is that?
That's
the dance.
The river.
We really need to get our friend Jody in here.
I know.
She's the real Garth head.
It's sometimes God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Yeah, the husband comes home from... I'm pretty sure it's the husband.
What?
Maybe I'm being sexist. Yeah, mama's in the graveyard, papa's in the pen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that song.
And how he knew... I guess he saw the car outside, because like, what if he just drove into somebody's... some rando's hotel room. Yeah, he was a trucker out on leave, out trucking around.
But that's a different
when
song.
Gets home, when
I
he
think
gets
I'm
home,
thinking
though,
of that song, Mama played a jukebox, a squeeze box. What's that song? That's what that
I
just
sounds
like.
I don't know. Yeah, no, this is the one where Garth Brooks drives. Not Garth Brooks. His character.
He drives it drives. Into Trisha Yearwood's hotel room. Did you learn all this when you watched that Garth Brooks documentary?
No, but I was
Joey
about to
Nathaniel?
Mention how good
yeah.
that Garth Brooks documentary yeah. was. And one of the things I loved about it was he continually referred to Trisha Yearwood as Miss Yearwood throughout
like,
the documentary.
He's like Mike Pence. He called her mother.
Mother.
Hey, what are you eating?
What's the dog okay. eating? Yeah, probably something
just
gross.
Licking her chops.
Okay, yeah, sure. She all loves right. Garth Brooks, too. Okay, so, boy, oh. thunder rolls, did she...
Oh, she got some poop.
Okay, hold
Jesus.
On.
Jesus. That is... Oh, my God.
All right, we resolved that situation.
That was rough. R-U-F-F.
What a shitty situation.
What a shit show.
All right, so back to this shit
yes.
show that we watched. Okay, so now we go to the night portion of Joey and Daisy's date. Joey asks where Daisy's head is at.
She's like, it's right here.
It's on my neck, Joey. I mean,
she says that it's like a big deal for her to bring someone home because her family is like protective of her because of how sick she got. I mean, she's basically like, I want to know how I feel about you before right. I introduce you to my family.
Well, and she was like, they're going to be like, hey, are you going to be there for her? If,
yeah,
you know,
she
if
was
she
like,
feels
they
like
might
this,
have, like, tough yeah. questions and fair enough.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm going to say something that I think you'll agree with, which is for how old is Joey? 25, 26?
Okay. Maybe 27.
For a 26-year-old reality TV contestant, Joey is fairly emotionally mature.
I agree. I think he's got a emotional intelligence, not unlike Taylor.
His heart is also in his ass.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Mm-hmm. I feel like he handles a lot of this well. I don't think he's really made any major missteps.
Now, if you'll recall, back at the beginning of this season, you predicted that you might not like him by the end. And of course, there's still time. There's still time.
No, if you'll recall.
I will recall.
I believe what I said is that I think I'll like him, but that he might not make a good bachelor. And I actually do still kind of stand by that. Like, I think... It's just a boring season. I don't know. I'm happy for him, but...
It might be time to confess that this show is just kind of boring. Like, I feel like how many seasons in a row have we been like, this is a boring season? Like, maybe this show is just kind of boring.
I know. And like, I mean, Jennifer is always hounding me. Shout out to her.
Yeah, she was hounding
Jennifer.
Me about it. Switch to Love is Blind.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
She loves Love is
Blind. Yeah, Laura likes Love is Blind.
Blah,
yeah.
Love is Blind is too messy. Like, I liked the first couple of seasons where it was real novelty and I felt like it was real people. It's that, like, one of the contestants is having a baby with Blake, who always made girls swing dance with him. Remember Blake from the beach? From Bachelor Blake.
Yeah, yeah. Like, wait, what? But she's on Love is Blind?
This is what I'm telling you. I don't think it's even that they're going to these, like, bachelor events. All these reality stars just hook up. They hang out.
Do they have some sort of, like, I'm trying to think. It was like a Shangri-La that they all get together at. And just like have orgies and like I feel like there's some sort of like meetup situation.
There's that dating app that's for celebrities.
Yes,
I feel like maybe they have like a reality TV
version. I bet they do.
Or like
they seem to just use Instagram for that too.
I think that dating app has different levels.
Oh sure.
So like maybe they're all in there on like the C level.
Well, like I mean, who's like Cameron Diaz isn't going to be on that dating app. Like I feel like it's or who's an A-list? That's an A-lister who hasn't been in a movie.
I mean, Matthew Perry apparently was on it a whole bunch, being really offensive before he died.
Oh no, I didn't hear about that at all.
Oh yeah. Like hitting on 18-year-olds, and ooh, I mean, is that really that surprising? I think he was a deeply like.
Oh, I think he was deeply troubled. I just didn't know he was deeply troubled. Did he say, I'll be there for you?
He said, could I be any grosser?
Could I be any more of a perv?
Could I be any more problematic?
I mean, he could, so yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm comparing it to like Bravo, where so much stuff happens and... maybe more of that happens on Paradise and these regular seasons are just falling a little flat now.
This feels like a lot of times like you watch a movie and then you watch it 20 years later and you're like, boy, this is slow.
Yeah.
Like it just feels slow by our current standard. Like I remember loving this movie and now it feels a little slow.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what happens when you start a show 20 years ago and it like can't quite keep up with the times.
Yeah, and again, I'm not complaining. Well, maybe I'm complaining a little bit. But part of it is just like I do think that Joey is a well-adjusted, like nice guy.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do about that?
But I see I'm not complaining about Joey being a well-adjusted nice guy. I still think this is the best Bachelor we've had in years, and that is a incredibly low bar. Who was better than this in the last 4 years?
Zach.
That's nonsense.
Clayton.
That's yes. Keep going.
No, I mean, again, I guess I just don't like what criteria are we using to gauge that? Are you entertained by him? Because I'm not.
No, but I'm not. I wasn't entertained by Zach, and he was an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, he's not an entertaining asshole. Like, if you're going to get a jerk, get, like, a full-on jerk or, like, a funny person or something.
I think that's kind of what I want, is, like, can we get a Juan Pablo in here again?
I don't even think a Juan Pablo. I feel like we need someone who's, like, a little, has a little bit more, like, edge and barbs, but, like,
Blake.
Canadian
Blake.
Canadian Blake. Yeah, that might be a good possibility. But, again, I do think that when you stretch a show like this that should be an hour into 2 hours, it's going to be boring.
100%.
How long are those Bravo shows? Are they 2 hours?
No. They're under an hour. Yeah.
That's why, like, if they turned this into an hour, it would be bam, bam, bam,
and also,
bam.
I mean, it's a ensemble cast, you know? I feel like it's a lot to expect one person and all these boring women to carry a show.
I'm just saying, I like Joey. We keep going to the same complaint of this season is boring, and it may be that that's a feature and not a bug anymore.
A feature and not a bug?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means that it's like built into the show as opposed to like a...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like...
Oh, I teach tech comm.
Yeah. Our listeners know what that means. Like, it's not a deviation from what it's supposed to be. It's built into...
It's a bug's life.
That's exactly what I meant. Actually, what I meant is that this show is Ants, the rival counter programming to A Bug's Life, where Woody Allen was an ant. He voiced an ant.
This is that Jerry Seinfeld movie, The Bee, whatever it was called.
Bee movie. Because get it? It's like a bee movie.
I get it.
Yeah.
All right. The group date. What's her face gets the date rose. Daisy. Daisy gets the rose.
I thought this was nice, and I thought for 1 second that he had picked up the rose and he wasn't going to give it to her, but then he does.
You know what would have been cute?
What?
If Daisy did win this season, and instead of giving her a rose at the end, he gave her a daisy.
That would be cute.
I know.
Man.
I just love daisies.
That would be
adorable.
Don't you
think daisies are the friendliest flower?
Don't you think that daisies are the friendliest flower?
Welcome to our podcast where I'm just going to recite You've Got Mail.
People know that by now.
People are well aware. That's what they come here
for. They come for the You've Got Mail. Stay maybe for the Bachelor content.
All right, they're learning how to be lumberjills.
Yes.
On this date. Is that a real thing? Like, if you are a female lumberjack, do you go by lumberjill?
I don't know. I cannot speak to that at all.
There is a lumberjill here to teach them.
Yes, how to be lumberjills.
Yeah.
Yeah, lumberjill Biden. Did you see that this week Biden was talking about how the key to a great marriage is amazing sex?
Really?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, you didn't see that?
I didn't. I saw was that fucking that dog is back in the news.
Oh, I know. The dog has bitten like 24
people.
Yeah. But back to Biden, it's called the Oval Office. Sergeant Major Biden isn't the only Biden that bites, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Major Biden said, lick the sucks off my nuts. Do you think that Major Biden has not been fixed?
I mean, what is he doing? They have to get that dog under control.
I kind of like it that they're just like, you know what? That's just what he does.
This appears to be the biggest risk to Secret Service men at this point.
Like,
just getting bitten by Major Biden.
Well, biting dogs are having a moment on Vanderpump Rules. Graham Cracker is back, and he apparently also has... He, like, bit Raquel's mom's hand, and apparently her finger was, like, hanging by a thread. And now he's just, like, back on the show.
Man, Ranger, he was aggressive a little too early.
Yep.
He could have gotten on trend.
Yeah.
Okay. So, speaking of going crazy, Maria goes fucking nuts on the log when she tries to, like, push it with a giant fork. Oh, no. It's not that. It's when she... like chops the wood and she's like,
Maria was just annoying on this date. I don't know. I feel like she She's getting a little too big for her britches.
Well, that's why part of her dress was missing later. She's getting too big for her outfits and just, oh my, I don't need a stomach on this
she
dress.
She just came in her pantaloons. And then Daisy was like, those are my magic underwear.
And then Daisy tore her sleeve off, because you'll notice that Daisy had one sleeve. That Laura pointed this out.
Not like that outfit.
Yeah, one sleeve on.
It was a bold
on.
Choice.
Yeah.
She was wearing pants.
Yeah.
And then later in the on Kelsey's date, she's... Chima, what are you doing? I didn't even know you were
down
here.
Yeah, see, the cat was just hiding in there because we were making fun of her poop and how bad it smells. And she felt bad about it. She's embarrassed. You've embarrassed her in front of our listeners.
Kelsey... Weird.
This
poop.
Is such a good cat.
A weird meow.
This
weird
is a perfect
tail.
Cat. Oh, look at how. Oh, yeah. What do you have? The perfect tail or chin?
Like your tail,
yeah.
Shaming me.
Yeah, you are.
Kelsey was wearing like combat boots with her evening dress. Did you notice?
Oh,
that?
No, I did not. Yeah, the only reason I have any fashion criteria at all is because, or comments, is because Laura pointed this stuff out. Otherwise, I would not have noticed in any way.
Be sweet.
All right, so we have contest Rachel and Jen roll logs. Rachel drinks elk milk.
That was disgusting.
Yeah.
And also, like, I'm sorry, you're lactose intolerant,
right?
And you're chugging elk milk. That's just sad.
That seems like a bad way to set yourself up for success on the date long term. That seems, yeah, Gemma's here hanging out. Yeah. Meow. Yeah, she just has a lot to say. This is a great cat. It's a wonderful cat.
Yes. So, gosh, who wins that challenge?
Which one? The whole thing?
The whole thing.
Yeah, who does get the rose on that date? Oh, he doesn't give one out.
No,
remember?
I knew,
yeah.
But somebody, oh, Kelsey T wins the Lumberjill challenge.
That's right.
But then, yes, you're right. So they do that. And then in the night portion of the date,
the cat has knocked down some art.
But like full on wooden frame. She's just knocking it off the wall.
She likes to scratch on that.
This is like a house of destruction. I feel like I'm going to come over one day and the house is just going to have like collapse
like a crater
itself.
yeah and
it
for...
has a sinkhole.
Okay, so okay, yeah, Kelsey T wins the contest. So Maria's getting all salty because her man is kissing Jen's kissing,
right?
Man.
So
yeah.
He's giving an interview. Jen comes up and is like, let me give you a kiss. And then Rachel goes, what the hell? I did like that moment.
Yeah. And Maria's all upset about it. I liked, so he has a conversation with Jen about how her family's complicated. And Jen's mom, as a Vietnamese woman, does not quite understand American culture. And I feel like my comment is like, this is not an understandable thing. Like, I feel like The Bachelor, even if you're in America, you could still be like, what? Like, why is this happening?
Oh,
you know, like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You don't necessarily have to be from another country to find this whole situation very
baffling.
Bizarre. Yeah,
yeah,
and I could even see, like, what are they doing in America? Like, why is this happening?
But I also feel like, imagine, I mean, it's confusing enough for us,
yes,
as, like, English-speaking Americans. Imagine how it must be if you don't speak English or if you come from a different... Mm-hmm.
And I get the impression that she speaks some English, but I get your point.
Like, what is happening?
Right, like, what in the world? Where are we? What has happened?
Yeah.
Yes.
So Maria freaks out on the group date and, I mean, is basically like, I don't know if I can do this. I might be out. Maria, yeah. What a...
Oof, what a Terry Gross. Mm-hmm. Those are I don't feel that strongly about it.
I do, only because, again, I don't know that these are real. No, how do I want to phrase this? I was going to say, I don't know that these are real emotions. I do think they're real emotions. I don't think she ever seriously was going to leave.
No, I don't think she was seriously going to leave.
So she's just like fucking with him. And that's especially for someone who, like, Joey's clearly, as any lead would be at this point, like in his head about it. You knew what you were signing up for. And then I also think it's really shitty to do that. And then like Jen, who's all in, has to go home. You know, I don't know.
Well, and so let me ask you this. Yeah. Do you think that Maria knew that she wasn't going to leave? Or do you think for a second she thought that she might, but there was never any chance? You see, those are two slightly different things. You think that she knew.
No, I think she knew that she wasn't. I would have loved it if Joey had called her bluff.
Yeah, and been like, if you're not into it, yeah.
Because I feel like she would have been like, no. Yeah, hold on, hold on. Did I say I was going to leave?
Yeah. No. See, I think it might be
That's just the elk milk talking.
I think it might be the second option of, I thought that I feel so upset. I feel like I want to leave. No, but then when she composed herself.
I get that. And I feel like it's kind of a combination of those mm-hmm. two. Mm-hmm. And I do understand saying something and then being like, oh, I don't like, actually, right. I don't know if I, so I get it, but this is not the point in the show to make like empty threats just to. It's just going to, I think, really fuck with Joey's head.
It is going to fuck with Joey's head. But I do think that they, what I will say, and this goes back to the emotionally intelligent thing of mm-hmm. Joey and Taylor Nolan. I think that's her name.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Did you look that up?
No,
or did you,
I remember that because she had all that controversy where she like did all those mean tweets. And I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, so Joey, they have actually a pretty good conversation once they start talking. I feel like there's sort of this manipulative beginning, but once they sit down and have a conversation, I feel like Joey is like, this is what I'm afraid of. And of course, he said this 10,000 times because you have to have a singular fear that guides you for the entire season.
I'm unlovable.
His biggest fear is that this won't work out and the right woman won't see it working in this way. Two fears. Two biggest fears. But I thought that their conversation, but yeah, when they're like, he's like, so this is it. And Maria's like, I think this is, but then she's like, I just had a little moment. And yeah, it is. She won't say that she overreacted. She says that she thinks out loud a lot.
Which is fine, but like maybe don't think out loud with Joey, you know?
That's true. A lot of the other people are thinking out loud.
With a producer.
Yes.
And don't be surprised when your ass gets cut then, you know? Yeah.
Well, it's working for her so far, but I don't know. She's not going all the way.
Oh, she's going all the way,
but not to the final Daisy.
Okay.
I did find it cute. Oh, the other thing that Maria does that is annoying is she's like, I'm not kissing you tonight. And then she like starts kissing
That's,
him.
Vanessa did that too.
Yeah.
I distinctly remember that.
That is very manipulative.
Yeah. And Michelle Money did that.
Yeah. Like you need to learn your lesson, but then kisses him. Yeah. Joey says.
Fucking men. I feel like y'all love that.
Oh yeah. Totally. Ridiculous. I would fall for that too. Yeah.
You know what's funny? I don't believe there's ever been a single bachelorette who's had to deal with that shit from a man. It's just because
interesting.
Women are so much smarter and more like Joey's falling for it. He's like, oh, you're not gonna kiss me? Let's kiss.
Right. He says,
come on, Joey.
You're all over the place, woman.
And then he's like, here's your rose. Like, I mean, come on.
So yeah, so they
rewarding bad behavior.
He does not give a rose out that night.
Yeah.
And so then he has a one-on-one with Kelsey A. Let's get to this.
Yeah.
They go to a hot cocoa truck. He mansplains pool to her. And then they meet Paul Hardy, who is what the screen refers to as a typical Canadian.
Who am I thinking of? Who is Paul Harvey? Was that a radio?
Yes, now you know the rest of the story.
Now you know the rest of the story.
That
but
was
I
him.
Don't.
Well, that's what he would say
Wasn't
at the
Paul
end.
Paul Harvey, is he Canadian?
I don't know, but when I was in fourth grade, I made a Paul Harvey reference in class and nobody got it. And I was very embarrassed.
My friend Anne Hearn would have gotten that because I feel like she used to be like, I'm Paul Harvey. And
Now you know the rest of the story.
Yeah.
Okay. So we did discuss this before the podcast. Do you think that this polar bear plunge was organically happening or do you think the show set this up?
I think the polar bear plunge was happening. And they went there because of it.
Okay. See, I am kind of the suspicion that the producers at least prodded this along.
Created a whole polar bear plunge just for this show.
They could do that in a heart. And there was only like 15 people in the polar bear plunge, you'll notice. And the other thing about this polar bear plunge that I found particularly miserable is that you have to wade in instead of jumping in.
It's on the tourism Jasper page.
Okay, well, that settles it then. It's on the internet.
I'll have you know that it was canceled this year.
Wait, what?
All it says is, please note that unfortunately the Jasper Polar Plunge has been canceled this year.
But wait a minute. This seems to... When did they...
It was supposed to be on January 13th. And look, so I'll show you this. This is a cold ass polar bear plunge.
Yes.
I think they were there in like July.
Well, see, that's the other reason I think this was fake.
Yeah.
Is because it did. You're saying the Jasper one was going to be on January 13th this year, which meant it would have been in January of last year, which means they wouldn't have had it when they were there in late summer,
but
early fall.
There's different ones. Now there's the Bear's Paw Polar Den. That's in Jasper and okay. Lake Annette, and that's in February.
Okay.
Maybe this is just all they have to do
well,
in Canada.
Well, I do think they probably do a lot of these.
Lake Louise Polar Bear Dip and Canada Day celebrations June 30th.
Okay, that's a little closer to our timeline. But you're right. This is not a winter polar bear plunge.
No, for sure
I mean,
not.
For a guy that lives in Hawaii, this is going to be rough. But this is not... I wouldn't want to do it. But as I said a moment ago... You have to wade in, which seems to me much more miserable than jumping in and
watching.
Then climbing back out and getting a towel.
I would much rather jump in.
Right, jump in, get out. Yes.
Yeah. As you did in the polar bear plunge that they have at our pool.
At the Mountain Springs pool.
When you didn't have that diarrhea.
Well, that was that when I threw up on that New
you
Year's
threw
Eve.
Threw up on New Year's Eve, couldn't do the polar bear plunge.
Yeah,
what
the
a
next
rough,
day.
That was
I know.
Like 2019, maybe.
No, a little
2020?
Earlier than that.
It was
no,
earlier?
No, it was earlier. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I feel
yeah,
because like
Pappy
some...
still lived in town then, because Pappy and Rachel did the polar bear
You're
plunge.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was so cold that their footprints froze when they got out of the water.
Yeah.
It was like the really cold year. And then the year I did it, it was like 60 degrees. Yeah. It was the Joey polar bear plunge.
You never know in Alabama.
I did like, Kelsey A is ecstatic to do this.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah.
She was really excited. You can tell Joey just really doesn't
want to
do it.
No, he really didn't want to do it. But she was really enjoying herself. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was great.
And then, let's see. He tells her at the night portion of the date that he'll only get down on one knee at the end if he has zero doubts. And she's like, that's really good to hear.
Mm-hmm. Sure, it's 3 weeks from now, but you're going to have no doubts at all.
I don't know. She has four brothers. Look, what are we talking about here?
Well, I mean, she talks about her mom dying and her dad stepping
up.
And all of that. Joey says it might just be the best conversation they've ever had.
I have that in my notes as well.
Yeah, all right, so no cocktail party. We already got to all this. I mean, at this point, it's time to read our roses out.
Well, they're going straight to the rose ceremony, and Kelsey T says, that hurts. Really? You already have? Oh, that's Kelsey A. Kelsey T.
Kelsey T.
All right, that makes a little more
sense. Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, I would have thought Kelsey T over Rachel. I do not understand why Rachel. I feel like we didn't see some connection. This is top four.
Maybe he has a Babysitter's Club fetish.
That
Dress
would explain
me up
it.
As John Michael.
Yeah, I was just because Kelsey T and Jen, he seemed to have a strong connection with them both.
Yeah.
And like Rachel seemed like the one that's like, oh, yeah, you're still here. But she's like hanging in there until.
I mean,
top
I remember
four.
Thinking in the beginning that like I saw the connection between Rachel and Joey. I just at this point, I would not have expected her to be. I wouldn't have put her as one of the hometowns.
No, not at all. So, yeah, Kelsey T and Jen go home.
Mm-hmm.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Come on, everybody, gather round. I'm going to show you how to knock 'em down. When I'm on the ball, I'm the number one. And I'm going to show you how it's done.
Let's go, let's go, let's rock and roll. Hey, come on, let's get the show on the road. Let's go, let's go, let's rock and roll.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.